All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I'm your host, Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and that was awesome. I love those guys. That is a band out of Montreal called Sonic Avenues, and yeah, you gotta love those guys. The name of that record is Mistakes. Actually, I think it's an EP, so it's actually an EP, and it was released almost exactly a year ago on the Portland label Dirtnap. So Dirtnap Records, and yeah, awesome. Love those guys. Okay, so I am here with you all until 8 o'clock. Yes, and my show here is all about Canadian music, and it's just me by myself tonight, which is okay, I guess. I mean, I'm very social. I like to be around people. I've had a lot of people on my show as of late, and it always makes it a little bit more fun, but it's cool. I'm here. It's all good. So yeah, let's see what's going on. Hey, do you guys want to know what's going on with the weather? Because I kind of do. Let's see what we have. Now, the weather today, if you have not been like living under a rock, was like completely gorgeous today. So we've had such a nice day, have we not? So gorgeous, sunny, like glorious is the best way to put it. so let's take a look. Let's see what we have coming up, folks. In terms of, I don't know, the forecast. All right, so here we are. Today's Wednesday, right? And it's currently, it's 15. So it's nice. And we are located, in case you are not sure, CITR, on the campus of UBC. I mention that because there's a tendency I notice every time I come in to do my show for it to be breezy. Like it's chilly. It's chillier out this way because UBC is situated on a peninsula, right? The very western tip of the city of Vancouver. Mind you, do you know this? I do believe the property here, like the land that UBC exists on, does not belong to the city, if I'm not mistaken. Like, so once you come onto quote unquote the endowment lands, like the campus, it's a whole different policing authority as well. It's like the UBC police. So there's something weird. I need to look into exactly if it's city property or not, but there's something weird that doesn't make it exactly city property. But anyways, so we're surrounded UBC on the north by water, on the west by water, and actually kind of on the sort of south, I guess, west. And there's always a sort of gusty, chilly winds. Yeah. But anyway, so it's currently 15. Tomorrow is Thursday, and it shall be sunny again, which is nice. Tomorrow's already Thursday, April 9th. That's pretty cool. With a high of 14. So sunny with a high of 14. And this is exciting. I say April 9th just because we are already well into the bit. Well, not well, but we've definitely made an indent on the baseball season, which is exciting. Major League Baseball plus Little League. My kids are playing Little League. And I'm just in a much sort of more even keel. I'm in a much better mood. I love baseball so much that it brings me so much joy that, you know, I'm happy. Finally, we've made it to April, so that's good. So in case you're curious or you're not, let me tell you anyways. I'm a huge Tigers fan. I'm a huge Detroit Tigers fan. And we won our first two games. So we've won. Well, we had our opener on Monday, and we beat Minnesota 4-0. I saw that game. Now today, I think if I'm not mistaken, last time I checked, I think we beat, because I was working, we beat Minnesota. I think it's like 10-0. So that's pretty good. So there we go. We're off to a good start. Way to go, boys. All right. So enough about baseball. Let's move on with some more music. The Gruesomes. I haven't played these guys in ages. Let's hear some Gruesomes. These guys are a band. Well, they were a band. out of Montreal, another Montreal band. Look at that. I did not even plan this. So there was sort of like a garage punkish band out of Montreal formed in the mid 80s. We're going to hear the song Hey. And that song, I believe it came out as a single. Let me just double check this. Yeah, it was. It was actually reissued. Okay, I'll get back to you with the details on this song. But anyways, we're going to hear the song Hey from the Gruesomes. And if you know nothing about them, one of the things that might, it's their hair. It's their hair. They have like the Ramones-y kind of bowl cut. Very stylish. Of course, they're from Montreal because everybody from Montreal is stylish. So I'm going to stop talking and we're going to hear some gruesomes. Now, my name is Anita B. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Gold veil in my mind, I could turn to reality. I would leave you behind, put you far away from me. Through this veil I would find, I could see my mortality. I saw an apple in my head, and there was blood on my hands. Well, everything was fire engine red, and all the gutter kitchens sang. Ba ba da ba, ba ba da ba, ba ba da ba. Just as a point of departure, could this veil grow wings and fly? But the truth that I harbor has no veil to make you cry. What a shame, there is no cure for a fear of things that die, for the need to tell a lie, for a dryness in the eye. Today I saw an apple in my head, and there was blood on my hands. Well, everything was fire engine red, and all the black gods they sang.
All right, from 2005, that was the Deadly Snakes out of Toronto with their song Gore Vale from the record Porcello. Porcella. I can't believe it's been 10 years. Like, what? That's crazy. The Deadly Snakes. Oh, those guys are so good. Years ago, my band, we played a show in Toronto. I think it was like North by Northeast, and we opened for the Deadly Snakes. And all I could say was, thank you, God. It was like amazing. It was like the best show ever. Yeah. And, there you go. Before that, we heard something from Steve Adamick, who I believe is out of Ottawa. We heard a really awesome song of his called Wait for Your Number from his record Third. And he's on Dirt Nap Records, as is the band Sonic Avenues, who we heard first, both on the Portland label. But them sort of sandwiched in between those two bands, we heard The Gruesomes out of Montreal. We heard the title track from their 1988 record, Hey. There we go. All right. My name is Anita B, and we have another hour and 10 minutes of Avec Moi. That's about all the French I can do, really. So don't even challenge me. So I'm here till 8, as I mentioned, and this is where Canadian music occurs on CITR. So let's move on, and let's see what else we have. Oh, we're going to hear something from a local band who I love. You cannot not love Slow Learners. There's three of them. We're going to hear something from their song, When I Was Fun. This is a really good one. I was playing their song Habit for the longest time because it's a good song. But now I've moved on a bit. This is from the record Grow On You. You guys can see these play. You guys can see these guys play around town a fair amount. They just played at Antisocial Skateboard Shop a couple of weekends ago, and I almost went. I was almost there, and I was supposed to go, and then I had to do some stuff at the last minute, and which really sucked. And I was really disappointed that I couldn't make it out. But I've seen them a few times, and they do not disappoint. So let's listen to something from their record, Grow On You. As I mentioned, this is When I Was Fun, and the station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Okay, I just have to say something funny here. I'm just like, I have to play certain things, right? So I have to play either an ad or a PSA or an ID or whatever. And here's where it gets funny. I'm like going through the computer and there's one made up for my show. Something is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And what is it? It's entitled Canadian Indie Rock Pop 2015. And I didn't do it. So I'm really curious, folks, to see what this is all about. Because I've, to be honest, I've just been too lazy and or busy. and I can't make it out to make myself a show promo, not a PSA, a show promo. So let's all listen to this together because I'm really curious to see what somebody here at the station has put together about my show. Okay, let's listen. I don't know. This should be good. I see there's nothing. That's what it's all about. Look at that. You play it and there's nothing. Is that a joke? Is somebody trying to like mess with me? They're like, let's see if Anita from Sam Scrunches Hideaway will see that she has a show promo with nothing on it. Let me hit play again. Let's see. Why is that? That's like so bizarre. Okay, let me try this again, folks. Let's hit play. Nothing. There's nothing. I think someone's messing with me. That's so bizarre. Okay. Now let's see if I can play something else here. Let's see if I can actually play a real, what am I supposed to play now? I don't know, like an ad. So let's see if this one works. My own promo did not work. The promo that I knew nothing about. So, okay, hold on one second.
Attention,
okay,
perverts.
That's good.
Live musical accompaniment and raw sexual energy from Vancouver indie bands Ones and Zeros, Reef Shark, and Cat Blom. Thursday, April 16th at the Hindenburg Gasthaus. Doors open at 8 p.m. For advanced tickets and more information, please go to ticketfly.com.
Sausage, pork,
It appears like we're having some problems. Okay. I think I know what's going on here. This one thing is just not working. This one channel. So maybe somebody actually did put together a show promo for me. Okay. Let's try this, folks. Let's see if this will work.
Sausage, all right. Pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage.
Press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3, if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether, dreaming of tubes amongst spheres that have not yet been you. Pressed 1, you are tripping balls.
Relax. You're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, sausage, pork,
what can you do now? Union Events presents the American Candy Tour, featuring Arizona pop punkers The Maine with Real Friends, Knuckle Puck, and the Technicolors at the Rio Theater. All ages welcome. Tuesday, April 14th, doors at 6 p.m. Tickets available at Ticketfly.com, UnionEvents.com, Red Cat, and Scrape.
Press 1 if you are tripping balls.
Bam! Peanut butter and jam!
What the f*** are you doing, Phil?
Right now, it's time to...
Peanut butter. Peanut butter. First you dig peanuts and you dig them, then you crush them, then you spread them. Peanut butter.
Damn!
Peanut butter.
If you're looking for the best in local music and local food, it's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your hosts Brenda and Jordy, alternating Thursdays 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls.
All right, CITR, this is what's happening. That was the Viletones from 1977. We heard their first single, Screaming Fist. Yes, that was pretty hardcore. Now, the Viletones actually were covered. Here's a little bit of trivia for you. And I often play the bum version of Screaming Fist. You can actually find on the Lance Rock record, Canadian punk rock, I have it like in my possession. One of the early, Jack from Lance Rock Records put out two compilations of Canadian bands covering like sort of punk rock songs, if that makes sense. And on the first one, Bum does a cover of Screaming Fist, and it's awesome. It's really good. So there you go. That was the Viletones out of Toronto. There you go. Now, before that, we heard something from the Calgary band Napalm Pom. Now, those guys put that song Make Me Cry out as a 7-inch. So that was awesome. I love those guys. Now, speaking of, I want to say slow learners earlier. No, it was actually Nervous Talk. I saw Napalm Palm in the fall, and it was Nervous Talk that opened for them, and that was a crazy show. That was at the Electric Owl. That was a good time. So if Napalm Palm are around you at any point, go see them, please. They rock. They're pretty heavy, and they are amazing. All right, before that, we heard something from the Mandates. Now, the Mandates, these guys are awesome. They are releasing their new record out on Hosehead Records, of course. So Hosehead is putting out the new record, and these guys are out of Calgary. We heard the song In the Back of Your Heart from their album Something Wrong from a couple years ago. And there you go. My name is Anita B, and this show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. The time is 7:12, and I'm almost about halfway through the show. I'm here until 8, and I'm here every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8, and I love it. I'm a very happy camper every time I come to do my show. So I hope you guys are enjoying it, all three of you. Maybe I got four. Maybe I got one. I'm just happy if one person hears anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all good. It's all good. You know what? Even if nobody hears my show, it's still all good. So what do we have up next? I don't know. It seems like I'm kind of like sort of running behind here. What do I have? What do I have, folks? I'm talking to myself. What do I have, Anita? Let's see. What do I have? Black Mountain. That's what I have. Some Black Mountain. We're going to hear the song Modern Music. This is a good one. Yes, we are. Awesome. The song is like amazing. So I hope you guys enjoy this. Now, this was from, I want to say like 2005, off their very first record, right around that time, if I'm not mistaken. It could have been like 2007. I should know this, but anyways, this song is killer. These guys are local. You probably have heard their sort of like associated band, Pink Mountaintops. So anyways, this is my favorite song of theirs. This is Black Mountain. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Nothing's happening. Okay, hold on 1 second here, folks. We should be getting some music. There we go. Much better. It's happening.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, another bomb explosion. 1, 2, 3, another hit the corner.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Our horse was maimed, running wild in the freeway. Man was killed, standing still in his doorway. That song was playing real sad.
No way.
Oh, that song was playing real sad.
No way.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, another pop explosion. 1, 2, 3, another hit. Recording.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
attention to a special man, a different individual. Groovy Greg is going to come up and play some songs on the guitar now.
Oh, yeah. Rolling in. I know how to say this, the name of this sound. It's easy now. Do you like to scream when you get high?
Play the friends how you can't pay me. If I sold out, got a hard one. Would you drive away a phone?
All right. That was awesome. That was the King Khan and Barbecue show, which makes me very happy. I love those guys. I saw them just in the fall at the Electric Owl, and they put on a crazy good show. That was awesome. They're just a two-piece, and they are composed of former Space Shits guys, okay? So the one guy's name is actually King Khan, and the other guy is Barbecue. That's how that works. Now, I was always confused. I couldn't understand what was going on with those guys, with the names, but it was Mark Sultan. So he just played recently with Strange Things, which would happen to be Robin from the next band I'm going to play. So Fashionism, that's her other band, Strange Things. They just recently opened for Mark Sultan. Now, Mark Sultan of the two-piece, again, King Khan and Barbecue Show, would be the lead singer. No, he's not. He's the drummer. He is the drummer. Okay, he's the white dude on drums. Okay, and then you got King Khan. He's the lead singer on guitar. All right, those guys are pretty crazy funny. All right, so there you go. So, they've been around forever in an assortment of, forms, if you will. Let's see, associated acts. Like, they're Les Sexarinos. I remember those guys. Yeah, they're out of Montreal, the Space Shits. Then you had King Khan and the Shrines. All right. Then there was King Khan and his lonely guitar. So there you go. So that's the story of that. By the way, this is my show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. My name is Anita B. And this is all about Canadian music. So I'm here until 8 o'clock with you all. And we're all going to listen to some Canadian music. And you know what? It's awesome. Canadian music is killer. And sometimes I get people who say to me, like, well, you know, don't you wish you could like open the borders and just play whatever? And sometimes I do, but you know what? Canada has so much good music going on. And ironically, it's kind of funny. It's a lot of people who are in bands, like in Canadian bands, that will ask me that. And I'm just like, dude, you're in a band. Like, you are part of the Canadian music scene. So you may want to be a little bit more prouder because it's good. So there you go. So King Khan and the King Khan and Barbecue Show. Before that, we heard another two-piece. Out of Toronto, the Leather Uppers, those guys. We heard the song Scream If You're High from a live recording. It's called Come Alive, live at Club Vera, which is in Groningen, Netherlands. So there you go. And by the way, sorry, the King Khan and Barbecue Show songs we played were called I'll Be Loving You and Zombies. And that is those were two live recordings as well. All right, now before the Leather Uppers, we heard something from the Vile Tones from, I think I told you that, maybe I didn't, 1977. We heard their single, Screaming Fist. All right, hey, if you want to call me, you can, if you do. Now, I kind of stopped many years ago giving out the phone number because I would get people that, that were just kind of like rude and hang the phone up. But you know what? I think I'm ready. I'm ready. If you want to call the station, it's 822-CITR, 822-2487. And hey, request something. Now, whether I'll play it or not is a whole other story. But if it has to be Canadian and it has to be good. And I'm pretty discriminating. I'm just saying. I'm a Virgo. I'm pretty picky. So whatever. Okay, so that means we have another, 33 minutes? And Oh, hey, what do I have in front of me? Speaking of Robin from Fashionism, she gave me this, the 7-inch equivalent of a CD, or the CD equivalent of a 7-inch. So, and I play them all the time, but you know what? I don't care. They're so good. They have to be played again. So we're going to play, I'm going to play us some Fashionism. And, oh, look at that. Song 3, Breaking Out. I was going to play us Where Have All the Rock and Roll Girls Gone? Where Have All the Good Girls Gone? I really don't know where those good girls have gone. But, no, you know what? I'm going to play us song number 3, which is called Breaking Out. And interestingly enough, I was hanging out with Jeffy McCloy on Easter, of all weird things that would occur. My kids and his child participated in an egg hunt together, and he's such a great guy. And we just reminisced about the Vancouver scene reaching way back into the 90s. And he's a really cool guy. So there you go. Everybody in Fashionism is incredibly rad. So Breaking Out, let's hear that song from their new recording. Of course, these guys are on Hosehead Records, run by Patrick, out of originally from Toronto, right? It's him and his buddy that run it, but he's now, he's a transplant. He's here. He's in Vancouver. And there you go. Let's listen, though, to some fashionism here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm sorry, folks. I'm having some problems here. So hold on. I just have to, one of my things is not working. Let me just try something else. Excuse me, folks. There we go. Let's try this.
Well, the province of Alberta, the province of Alberta itself already has, it's one of the few Alberta regulatory environments in the country. It has Alberta.
What is an exception?
What I said was actually what I've been saying for some time. Alberta. And what is crazy would be for us to impose costs only on our Alberta. So look, that's what Alberta has done.
J'aurais pu te dire ces mots-là.
The Firehall Arts Center takes on Stephen Harper with Proud, a political satire that will have you rolling in the aisles. Don't miss this sexy, cheeky, and surprising play about what really happens in the back rooms of Canadian politics. On from April 7th to 25th. See firehallartscenter.ca for details.
What I said was actually what I've been saying.
Yeah.
All right, folks, that was totally awesome. I love those guys. That's the Mandelbaums. Now, if you're wondering, like, who are the Mandelbaums? And I'm saying it in a very Yiddish kind of, like, Seinfeld way, because the reference is from Seinfeld. Remember the Mandelbaums? Those were the two guys on Seinfeld who, when Jerry was, like, in Florida at, I guess, Del Boca Vista at his parents' place, you had the two old guys. And the one guy was, like, the dad of the old guy. And they kept challenging... Was it Jerry to almost like feats of strength, right? It was so funny. So anyways, that's awesome. And I can thank the lovely Shane Sharp for sort of directing my attention to this band. You can find these guys on Bandcamp. They have two songs up. We heard the song I'm Splittin'. And if you're wondering who these guys are, they're it's basically Dylan. Dylan, I think, Reistad, is that how it's pronounced? Who, those are his songs. Now, he used to be in the band The Jolts, plus the Bad Amps as well. So, yeah, there you go. It's so good. His songs are killer. So thank you, Shane, for turning me on to those guys. That was pretty rad. Okay, so before the Mandelbaums, we heard, oh, the Isotopes. So we heard the world's greatest punk rock band. Yeah, did you know that? That's the Isotopes. And we heard Bleacher Creature Girl. That's my favorite song off their new record, Nuclear Strike Zone. And it's new. As I mentioned, it's on Stomp Records out of Montreal. And they're just completing a very long tour. So go check them out. I think they're playing this Saturday. They're opening for the Real McKenzies at, I want to say, the Rickshaw. That's it. I believe it's at the Rickshaw. So Saturday night, go. If you like baseball and if you like punk rock, hey, there you go. Go check out the Isotopes. They put on a good show. Now, before the Isotopes, we heard something from Budokan. Now, Budokan, that was a really good song. The Queen's English was the name of the song we heard from their record Spin a Little Gold. And if you're wondering who they are, it's actually Andrew Malloy. And Andrew, who's a really cool guy, from the band Bum. It's him. He's one of the two singers from Bum who has still in Bum. They're doing their thing. They're sort of reformed and they're playing, like, I want to say Seattle, like very soon, if not this weekend. But he also has his other newer band called Budokan. So out of Victoria. And then we heard some Fashionism in there before that. Okay. Excuse me. We have 17 minutes until 8 o'clock. And that is when my show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, is done. I will be done, and Val will be on with her show, which is called Folk Oasis. And tune in. She's here from 8 until 10. And then after that, ooh, la la, from 10 until 11, we have Sexy in Van City. Yes, we do. All right, so what do we have next, Anita? Ooh, we have some organ. We have the organ. So my lovely friend, Deb, she's one of my best friends. She's a gem. This is her old band. She was a guitar player in the organ, along with Katie Sketch, and Shelby, and etc. So we're going to hear the song, Basement Band Song. I think that's what we'll hear. And these guys split up around, like, toward the end of the O's, if you will. So, like, 2007 or so. And their last record that they recorded was after they had broken up. So that's of interest, I think. Yeah, they're pretty hot. If you know Katie Sketch, she's hot. If you know Deb, she's even hotter. So no, they're amazing. And way back in the day, my old band, used to play with these guys a fair amount. So they're old buddies and, back to the old days. Anyways, the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is The Organ. We'll be right back. I love it. Nervous laughter. That right there, if you don't know, is the B-lines. I love the B-lines. They're so good. I've talked about them many times. And they're possibly one of the best local shows around, best local bands. Yeah. And we heard the song again, Nervous Laughter, off the record opening band. Yes, we did. I am just about to get going here. So Val is ready to go in about 5 or so minutes. That would be Val Cormier with her show, Folk Oasis, and that's going to be on from, again, 8 until 10. All right, so that was B-Lines. Now, before that, we heard something from another local band, The Shimmering Stars. We heard Detective Heart / Dreams from their new record, Bedrooms of the Nation. It's a really good record. It's on Almost Musique. That's the name of the label. That's the label. All right, and then before that, we heard something from The Organ. We heard the song Basement Band Song from their 2004 release, Grab That Gun. And there you go. So my name is Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is where we listen to Canadian music. And I will be back in 2 weeks, which is my regularly scheduled show times. So every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. All right. And that's the score. Now, I haven't played Wolf Parade in a long time because I think I got Wolf Paraded out. I used to play those guys like nonstop, but I will. I'm going to play them. It's been a long time and I'm realizing how much I really do love Wolf Parade. I think I burned myself completely out on them. I do know that I did that. So we're going to hear the song Shine a Light. This is from their Sub Pop record called Apologies to the Queen Mary. It was released 10 years ago. Can you believe it? 10 years ago. And that's that. So I'm out of here, folks. I'm going to bounce. And I will see you all in a couple weeks. Thank you so much for listening. Whoever is out there listening, it means a lot to me. So I will see you all soon. This is Wolf Brain on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.